USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Despite no crowds being allowed tonight in Times Square, the show must go on, and the ball at midnight will drop. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying he's looking forward to ringing in the new year.
Don't believe any doubting Thomases that say because there's not going to be a million people or more in Times Square that it's not going to be special. It's going to be actually arguably the most special, the most poignant, the most moving New Year's Eve.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says officials are still investigating what could be the state's second case of a new coronavirus strain. The Democratic governor praising researchers in Colorado for being the first to detect the new strain.
It doesn't mean it's not already in many states, if not most states, it probably is. What they saw in the United Kingdom is it quickly overtook other variants because their data shows that it spreads faster.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.